The wolf pup padded closer and nuzzled at John's face, but he kept a wary eye on Tyrion Lannister, and when the dwarf reached out to pet him, he drew back and bared his fangs in a silent snarl. "Shy, isn't he?" Lannister observed. "Sit, ghost," John commanded. "That's it, keep still." He looked up at the dwarf. "You can touch him now. He won't move until I tell him to. I've been training him." "I see," Lannister said. He ruffled the snow-white fur between ghost's ears and said, "Nice wolf." "If I wasn't here, he'd tear out your throat," John said. "Wasn't actually true yet, but it would be." "In that case, you had better stay close," the dwarf said. He cocked his oversized head to one side and looked John over with his mismatched eyes. "I'm Tyrion Lannister." "I know," John said. He rose. Standing, he was taller than the dwarf. It made him feel strange. "You're Ned Stark's bastard, aren't you?" John felt a coldness pass right through him. He pressed his lips together and said nothing. "Did I offend you?" Lannister said. "Sorry. Dwarfs don't have to be tactful. Generations of capering fools in Motley have won me the right to dress badly and to say any damn thing that comes into my head." He grinned. "You are the bastard, though." "Lord Eddard Stark is my father," John admitted stiffly.